And we preached on our God's basic character. God is all loving.
我们讲到这个主，他是个全爱的主。
God is all powerful, almighty. God is also all knowing.
我们的神呢，他也是全知的神。
And he's everywhere.
他也是全在的神。
So these topics are the topics of systematic theology.
这个是系统神学里面的课题。
But actually it's very simple because it's very important for our faith.
其实也很简单，但是对我们的信心来讲是很重要的。
Because we need to know our God is all powerful.
因为我们需要知道我们的神是全能的神。
We need the Almighty God, all powerful God.
我们需要一个全能的神。
Our God is all loving.
我们的神又是满有慈爱的神。
Bible said God is love.
圣经上说神就是爱。
You know, Bible said God is love. Basically, His nature is love.
圣经上说神就是爱。 他的本性就是爱。
We need a God who really loves us.
我们需要一个神，他是真的是爱我们的。
If God does not love us, we are in trouble.
如果神不爱我们的话，我们就有麻烦了。
Everybody is in trouble.
我们都会有麻烦了。
But He loves us.
但是他爱我们。
So everybody has hope.
所以每个人都有盼望。
And also God is ever present.
而且神呢，他也是全在的神。
It's all knowing.
他也是全知的神。
So that's very important too.
这个也很重要。
When you call upon His name, no matter where you are,
当你呼求他的名的时候, 无论你在哪里,
He's there.
他就在哪里。
He will help you.
他会帮助你。
He will help you.
他会帮助你。
And also He knows everything you are going through.
而且他也知道你所经历的一切。
And all the difficulties, all the challenges,
说你的困难, 你的挑战,
all the sorrows,
你的悲伤,
the good things, bad things.
好事坏事,
He knows.
他都知道, 一切都知道。
But today I will focus on the third character of God. His all knowing.
我要讲神的第三个特点, 就是他全知。
And let's open the Bible, Matthew chapter 6.
我们来看圣经第六章, 马太福音第六章。
Let's read from verse 1 to 24.
我们读第
This part is traditionally called the Sermon on the Mount.
这个是很传统的，叫做登山宝训。
So many churches they know they talking about the foundation of the church is Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7.
很多教会说他的教导的这个。 根基就是马太福音第六章第七章。
If you ask many pastors, many churches, where do you lay the foundation of the church? Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7.
如果你问他的教会，你的教会的这个教导的这个根基是什么？ 他就说是马太福音第五章第六第七章。
So brothers, sisters, you need to read these three chapters, will you become a believer?
弟兄姐妹们，你需要读这三章的内容。
Because that's Christianity 101.
做基督徒的话，你这个就是好像课程101课程。
It is 101, also it's a forever. In all our life, we need to know these principles. We need to practice.
这是个基础课程，就是我们永永远远都要这个操练这个东西。
Just like our elementary school stuff, we actually always use. Is that right?
就像小学里面所教的东西，其实我们一直都在用。
3 times 8 is 23. Is that right?
就是那个
3 times 8 is 24, is that right?
3×24，对不对？乘法口诀。
So we always use it.
我们一直都在用。
No matter we realize it or not.
无论你有没有意识到。
So these are very important topics.
这个是很重要的话题。
So let's read the Bible first.
我们一起来读。
Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
你们要小心，不要将善事行在人的面前，故意叫他们知道。若是这样，就不能叫你们得天父的赏赐。
So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with the trumpet, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets,
所以当你施舍的时候，不可在你面前吹号，像假冒伪善的人在会堂里和街道上所行的。
To be honored by men，
故意要叫人得荣耀。
I tell you the truth， they have received their reward in full。
我是在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
But when you give to the needy， do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing。
你施舍的时候，不要叫左手知道右手所做的。
So that your giving may be in secret，
又叫你施舍的事行在暗中。
Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you。
你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by men。
你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。
I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full。
我是在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to the Father, who is unseen。
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看。
Then your father who sees what is done in secret will reward you，
你父在暗中查看必然报答你。
And when you pray， do not keep on babbling like pagans， for they think they will be heard because of their many words。
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复话，他们以为
话多了闭门垂听，
对不对？他们以为话多了闭门垂听。
Do not be like them, for your father knows what you need before you ask him。
你们不可效法他们，因为你们祈求以前，你们所需要的，你们的父早已知道了。
This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven.Hallowed be your name。
所以你们祷告要这样说：我们在天上的父，愿人尊你的名为圣。
Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven。
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us today our daily bread。
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors。
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins.
如果你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
16 talk about fast. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do.
你们进食的时候，不可像那假冒伪善的人。
For they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting.
脸上故意带着愁容，他们因为把脸弄得难看，故意让人看出来他们是进食。
I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full.
我是在告诉你们，他已经得了他们的赏赐。
But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face.
你们进食的时候要梳头洗脸。
So that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
不要叫人看出你们进食来，只叫你暗中的父看见。你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
Do not store up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal.
不要为自己积存财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能朽坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But store up for yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal.
只要积存财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能朽坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。
But where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
The eye is a lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light.
眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness.
你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
If then the light within you is darkness, how great is the darkness?
你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等大呢？
No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other.
一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这个，就是爱那个；不是重这个，轻那个。你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马龙。
You cannot serve both God and money.
你不能又侍奉神，又侍奉马龙。
So this is a long passage.
这是很长的一段话。
Talking about many things.
讲了很多事情。
That we can, you know, meditate, and there are a lot of content here.It's verses to study and to meditate.
这是有很多值得我们去默想、去思考的当中。
However, we are going to focus on one thing.
但我们只今天只关注其中一点。
Knowing the all knowing God.
就是神是全知的神。
Here, there's something. It's talking about how to pray, how to give, and how to fast.
这里讲到是如何祷告，如何施舍，如何进食。
And it's talking about don't do these things before men.
这边也讲说不要在人前行这些事。
And we should do it so people will not see it.
而且是在别人看不见的地方做。
And the Father in heaven will see it in secret. He will reward you.
天父会在暗中看见，他就会赏赐你。
Actually, in another translation and passage said.He will for sure reward you openly.
而且在有一个翻译就是说，他神会在明处报答你。
Now, when we read this passage, do we really understand? Or do we really find this practical?
当我们在读的时候，我们真的明白吗？真的知道这个是可行吗？
Do you think it's very practical?
就是真的是很实际的吗？
I just let everybody know.Till now, all of us, I think the Christians know, God's word is very, very practical. If you practice,
我想告诉你们，真的是神的话是非常实在的。如果你真的是去操练它，
Now, the God's reward is real, more real than man's reward.
神的赏赐呢，是比人的赏赐还更真实。
That's why the Bible says, if you try to please man, you will get your reward.
这就是为什么说你去这个操练圣经的话语，你会得到赏赐。
And if you please God, you will get the reward from God.
如果你讨神的喜悦，你就会得神的赏赐。
Whose reward do you want to get, man's or God's?
你想要谁的赏赐呢？是人的还是神的
？Think of it.
想一想。
Do you want people to reward you, or you want God to reward you?
你想要神赏赐你呢，还是人赏赐你？
You want a lot of want God to reward. I want both, probably.
okay.
But in terms of these things, like a praying, giving, and a fast, brothers and sisters, it's very important. Don't seek people's approval.
但这些祷告啊，这些禁食啊，你千万不要想要得到人的称赞。
Many other things you can say, okay, you did something, somebody reward you, hallelujah.
很多事情你会说，哇，有人赏赐你，那你就感谢赞美神。
But for these things,
但这个事情
giving, praying and fasting,
祷告、施舍和禁食
you only want to please God.
你只想讨神的喜悦。
You only want God to know.
你只想让神知道。
And also, that does not mean you have to, when you pray, you have to hide yourself all the time. When you give, you have to hide. But basically, your heart needs to be right. You are pleasing God, not pleasing man.
这当然并不是说你每次祷告都要自己要藏起来，然后你每次施舍的时候都要躲着。但这个意思就是说是你要让神喜悦。
Here the Bible says there are two different results.
但这边讲的是两种不同的结果。
It's totally opposite even.
这是甚至是相反的。
One is if you want to please people, let people see you are fasting, and you make your face distorted, see you are praying hard, and to show you are spiritual, or you are giving, show that you are a good person.
一个就是你通过你在祷告的时候，你在进食的时候，你是好像故意做出让别人知道，让别人会欣赏你。
The Bible said you already get your reward.
但是圣经上说，你只是得了你们。
You already got your reward.
赏赐，你就得了你们当得的赏赐。
And also, Bible said actually you will not get the reward from heaven.
但是圣经上却说你却不会得天上来的赏赐。
So、how come?
为什么呢？
I don't know if you ever think about why if I try to do it before man, I will not get the reward from the Father. How come?
不知道你们能不能理解为什么我在做这些事情的时候呢，得人的赏，但却没有神的赏赐，天上的赏赐，天父的赏赐。
Okay, this is what the Bible said. You see, the verse 1 said,
这第一节应该说,
Be careful not to do your acts of righteousness before men, to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven.
就不要把善事行在人前。如果是这样的话，就不能得到天父的赏赐。
This is what the Bible says, not what I say.
圣经上说的，不是我说的。
How come?
为什么会这样呢?
How come?
为什么呢?
You know, as an older Christian, darling, I'm an older Christian. Yes,
older.
Yes, as an older Christian, you know, I experience many things.
就是老了基督徒可能经历的事情会多一点。
If you please man,
如果你讨人，
if you want people to see, or you want them to reward you, you know what's going to happen?
要让人看见了，然后他们会赏赐你，那会发生什么呢？
You know, they will use the Chinese word, the best word is 忽悠啊. They will 忽悠你, they trick you. They will trick you and confuse you. And lead you astray, they praise you, get you puffed up, but you don't know who you are.
如果用这个中文的讲法，就是他们其实反而会忽悠你，就是你去讨他们喜悦，他们会说你好话，然后你的骄傲的心就开始膨胀，对你没好处。
哇 ，You see, you give a lot, is that right?
人家看，哇，你奉献这么多哦。
Oh, you really love people. You're a good man.
你很爱人啊，你很有爱心，你是个好人。
Next time, what do you think?
下一次你会怎么想呢？
哇 ，You want to get more praise from people.
你想得到更多人的这个赞赏。
Oh yeah, like you know, the.Even sometimes in the company, the boss said, okay, you guys, IT people, you work hard, you are going to advance the technology of AI.
就是甚至在公司里面，老板说啊，那个电脑公司里面说，哎呀，你们很那个努力工作，有什么关于 AI 的这个东西，你们技术上很有进步。
I will reward you with promotion,
我会
better salary,
我会给你们升职高薪。
But later on you find you are going to be 忽悠了tricked by your boss.
但结果你发现他其实就是忽悠你。
The AI is advanced, your jobs are lost.
AI 更厉害了，你就失业了。
You see how people, they trick people, is that right?
你看人跟人就是会这样。
But God never trick you.
但神却不会忽悠你。
God never trick you.
神不会忽悠你。
So what he provides is eternal, is reliable.
他给的就是永恒的，是可靠的。
So here when Jesus talk about Father in heaven will reward you.
所以这里讲天父会赏赐你。
Many times we think about heaven is when we die and then we are going to be rewarded. But that concept needs to be changed.
很多人就想着说，哦，我死了以后去天上，那是会有赏赐。 但是这个观念得改变。
We Christians need to know heaven is where God rules, God's authority rules. That's heaven.
我们知道天上是神在掌管的。
Even now, heaven is heaven. Kingdom of God is kingdom of God.
现在就是现在，天上是天上，神的国是神的国。
So Bible said, when we believe the kingdom of God is inside of us, among us.
当圣经上说，当我们相信神的国其实就在我们心里面。
When God reward you, it's not necessarily when you die He will reward you, but it's now He's going to reward you.
神要赏赐你的，不一定就要等到你死了以后才赏赐你，就是现在神都可以做。
He always.Actually, he will reward you more here than there. There, you are going to be with him, you know. You don't need much. You need him and you are happy forever. But you need to reward here.
就在这里的时候给你的赏赐更多，在那里，那你不太需要，已经在这里的话，你更需要。
There, you don't need, you know, a lot of things. You have everything. In heaven, there, you don't need much. You already have everything.
好，那边的话，其实你都什么都有了，你就不需要了，不像这里。
When the Lord rewards you,
当神赏赐你
，whatever He gives you is solid and reliable.
他给你的都是可靠的。
First thing is the faith He rewards you.
首先就是信心，他要赏赐你的。
How does He reward you with faith?
他怎么样赏赐你信心呢？
You know, when you pray,
当你祷告
to God,
祷告神的时候，
you don't pray to people. And when the things happen, you know it's God rewarded you.
你不是向人祷告，当事情发生的时候，你就知道，哦，这是神在赏赐你的。
You know, when we were in the Bible school, there are different ways of, how to say, asking people to support you, is that right? Support your study. You know, you do not have a salary, maybe you can send out letters for people to pray for you, called prayer letters.
很多人去那个圣经学校读书的时候，其实是经济上比较困难，他们就会发出很多的这个就是祷告、代祷信啊，特别是经济上的这个需要帮助啊，这些。
So you make your needs known to people.When people give you money, you don't really know it's from God or from man because you ask them. Is that right?
这个就会给你一个假象，你以为就是说，其实是你在问他们要钱，是他们给你，是来自于人，不是神。
You see, but when we have a need, we don't tell people. We will pray.
但是你需要的时候
，When things happen, you know it's God.
但是你祷告这个事情发生，你要知道这个就是神。
I don't know if you get my point.
我不知道你能明白我的点。
Do you get my point?
明白我的点。
You can tell people all the time.
你是
Oh God, you pray for me, please pray for me, please pray for me. I have a need.
你可以告诉很多人，我需要你们的祷告，也需要你们的经济的支持。
And actually, you make your needs known to people.And people have sympathy and give it to you.
其实你是把你的需要告诉了别人，别人同情你，或者说怜悯你，给你这个支持。
And that will not help your faith.
这个对你的信心没有帮助。
But when you pray, you don't make your needs known. When you pray, when things happen, God still sends people to help you, but you know it's God.
但是你祷告，你在暗中祷告，神听见，他派人来帮助你，那你就知道这个是神。
We experience this many, 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 many times.
我们经历这非常的多。
We don't tell people our needs.
我们没有告诉别人我们的需要。
And then something happened.
但事情就发生了。
You know it's God.
然后你知道是神在帮助你。
You know it's God.
你知道是神。
And your faith increases.
你的信心就增加了。
Your faith is the greatest reward from heaven.
你的信心其实就是天上的神最大的赏赐。
Do you understand why I saying faith is the greatest
gift. 明白吗？为什么我说信心是最大的赏赐呢？
Bible said,
圣经说
faith is the substance for the things to come. Is that right?
信心是所望之事的实底。
When you have faith, you know you already possess the things God has given to you.
当你有信心的时候，你就已经提前先看见了神会给供应。
Most important is that when you have faith, you have such a relationship with God the Father.
最重要的是，当你有信心的时候，你跟天父是有这个关系的。
When you have the Father, Father knows you.Wherever you go, whatever you face, He will have His eyes on you.
当你有这样的信心，天父他是看见你的。你无论往哪里去，神都和你同在。
I always use my wallet to preach.
我经常用我的钱包来做讲道。
If you look at the Father's wallet, you may not get the wallet.
如果你只看天父的钱包，你可能得不着这个钱包。
But if you please your father's heart,
但如果你讨他的心喜悦,
he will give himself and the wallet.
他会把他自己给你，还有这个钱包。
So among my children, I some people I give them more, some people I give less.
所以我的孩子们，有些我给他们多，有些给他们少。
Actually, I love them all.
我实际上是爱他们每一位。
But why I give some more, some less?
但为什么会给他们有些多，有些少？
They think I'm I have you know 偏心啊 have the bias.
他们会觉得我偏心。
No. I love everybody.
我其实爱他们每个人。
Our Heavenly Father, sometimes you find some Christians always have reward.
我们的天父。你看，其实我们是常常会得到神的这个。
Some others even do not experience anything.
有些人他是觉得说我什么都没经历到。
Very simple.
其实很简单。
We need to build up that relationship with the Father.
我们需要跟天父建立这样一个连接。
Father loves all of us, even the non-believers on the street.
天父其实爱我们每一个人，甚至路边那些不信主的人，神都爱。
But do we receive His love?
但我们有
receive His reward.
但我们有没有接受他的爱，接受他的礼物，他的赏赐？
That's why we need to focus on developing our faith in the Father.
这就是为什么我们需要在神里面来增加我们的信心。
And also not to be distracted by people's reward, people's praise.
而不会因着别人给你这个赏赐，使得你开始分心了。
I just use an example. Why this is very important? Not to be distracted by people's praise, people's reward.
我讲个比喻，这个就是为什么不要人，就是被别人给分心了。
You see, God. Let's say I'm is God.
Okay. 这个比喻，比如说
I'm the man.
我是人。
You know.If I always seek people's praise,
如果我经常看到人祷告
，people say, "Ah, you are good man. You should do this more. I will do this more."
很多人那祷告的人说啊，你是个好人啊，你做这个做那个。
My focus is not on the Father.
我的那个关注点就不会在神上面。
Then people want they said, "Oh, you should do this more." Then you turn to the right.
人家就说你得要多做这个，然后我就往那个方向去了。
So this is called being tricked, 忽悠啊。
这个就是我说的那个忽悠。
忽悠来，忽悠去。
忽悠来，忽悠去。
So the Father wants to reward you to the your left. See that you are on the left. God tried to reward you, but then you are pulled to the right.
神希望你呢去往左，神好更多的赏赐你，但是你却被人忽悠了，去往右了。
And God tried to reward you and stretch His hand to help you here. Then somebody else pull you, take you, and then praise you. And you are such good man. Come to us, come to us. Then you come to the right, left.
神要赏赐你，他伸出手来要 要赏赐你的时候，但是你被人忽悠了，人家说你来这里来这里，你就往那去了。
So that's why we cannot receive the reward from the Father.
这就为什么说我们得不着天父的赏赐。
You see, Bible said it very clear. Bible didn't say the Father will not reward you. It said you will not receive.
这个圣经上已经讲的时候，不是说是神不赏赐你，而是圣经上说你是得不着。
That, do you get it?
你明白吗？
When you read the Bible, you read it very carefully. How God speak.
你要明白这个神是怎么说的。
God didn't say that I will not reward you.Because you please people.
圣经神并没有说我不赏赐你，因为你
The Bible says you will not receive, you cannot receive.
圣经上就说是你得不着。
Because you are being who you tricked to the left,
得不着
tricked to the right.
因为你被人忽悠，往左又往右。
Democrats try to get you, Republicans try to get you.
民主党呢就想把你推到左边去，保守党或者共和党呢就想把你推到右边去。
So that's the problem.
这就是问题。
That's why this Bible passage, you need to focus your eyes on the Heavenly Father, the All-Knowing God, All-Powerful God, All-Loving God.
圣经上这段话呢，就是叫我们要定睛在神上面，那是全能全知的神。
Don't be tricked by people.
不要被人忽悠。
Sometimes say, "Oh, no, no, no. People don't trick me. They are very honest."
有的时候你会说，没有没有，他们其实也挺真诚的。
I will share some fundamental truth about humans in the Bible. You don't get offended, please. Okay.
我会讲一些根基性的，是关于人性的一些东西。
This is what God says.
这是神说的。
If I try to open people, I always get to the Bible because that's God says. I'm not responsible.
如果我的话也冒犯到人的话，我就会用圣经上的话，因为这是神的话。
Okay, go to Romans chapter 3, verse 4.
看罗马书第三章第二十四节。
四节，第四节。
第四节，对不起。
断乎不能，不如说。Okay, not at all. Let God be true and every man a liar.
断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人是虚谎的。
Okay, this is actually also in the Old Testament.
这个是在其实旧约引用的是旧约，旧约。
But it can be translated to another way is that God is honest, humans are liars.
这是可以这样翻译成神呢，他是诚实的，但人都是。都是骗子。
Actually, English translation already said, "Every man a liar."
这个英文翻译已经翻到位了。你看，他这边就说，神是真实的，人都是欺骗的。
Do you like this verse?
你喜欢这一节经文这一节经文吗？
This is God's word.
这是神的话。
Let God be true, every man a liar.
让神是真实的。每个人其实都是虚谎的。
You know, when I first read this verse, I didn't like it.
其实我第一次读到的时候，我不喜欢。
But I knew it's the truth.
但我知道这个是真理。
More and more, when I become a Christian, I knew that humans are liars, including myself. including myself.
但我做基督徒久了，我就越来越发现这是真的。其实说到这个虚谎的，包括我自己。
And Trump promised you finish the Iran war in two weeks.
你看，川普他说答应应许保证说伊朗战争两周结束。
Did he lie?
是不是他欺骗了
？I didn't think he was lying. He think he could finish in two weeks.
我不相信他是故意要欺骗人，他可能真的自己相信两周能结束。
But he's not God.He did not know Iran is a very strong country.
但他不是神啊，他不知道啊。其实伊朗还是很强的。
So Trump didn't lie for himself. He didn't lie.
川普他是并没有故意要欺骗人，他自己是没有这个意思。
But he is showing himself as a liar now.
但是他
to many people.
他现在这个样子就看起来就是个骗子了。
Now we humans many times we don't want to lie.
你看我们人也是，我们也不想骗人啊。
We think we did our best. We tell the truth.
我们想说我们已经做了最大的努力了，去真诚的去对待别人。
But we don't know we are actually.
但我们
we don't know the truth, the real truth.
其实我们不知道真正的真理。
We get people in trouble.
我们其实把人给卷入这些麻烦了。
I remember in the past, we had helping some people with family problems. The mother-in-law always tried to help the daughter. One way to help.
我曾经就是有过这样的一个经历，那个岳母一直想要去帮助她的女儿。
One way to help is always criticizes his son-in-law.
always
criticizes his son, her son-in-law.
他就是常常会批评他的女
婿。You see, she always thinks she's helping her daughter.
他觉得他一直在帮着他的女儿。
But she does not know that she's destroying their marriage.
但其实他并不知道，其实他破坏了这个婚姻。
We also know that the mother-in-law, father-in-law, the rich people, they try to help their daughter and the son-in-law.
我们也知道这个岳父岳母也想帮助他的儿媳妇。
Because they love
他的女婿。
They love them.
他们有钱，其实他也爱他们。
Give a lot of money.
给了很多钱。
You know what happens?
你知道后来发生什么吗？
The son-in-law didn't like.
他的女婿其实不喜欢。
The more you give, the more the son-in-law feel ashamed.
你给的越多，他
越 he felt very useless.
越觉得羞愧，他是没用的一个。
And trouble happens.
后来问题就麻烦了。
And then the mother-in-law says, "I love them so much."
这个岳母说：“我多爱他们了。
”And they treat me this way.
他们是这样待我。
Because humans don't know the truth.
因为人不知道真正的这个。
That's why God says humans are liars.
这就是为什么圣经常会讲说人都是虚谎的。
You know, if pastors do not pray, we do not pray, we do not read the Bible, we are not focusing on Jesus, we are also liars.
你知道，如果一个牧师他不读圣经、不祷告，那牧师也会是虚谎的。
Indeed, indeed.
真的，这是真的。
Now, when God rewards you.
当神赏赐你
The reward will last.
这个赏赐是会永存的。
And that's why Bible said that you store up treasures in heaven.
这就是为什么圣经上说你是积存财宝在天上。
And in heaven there's no moth, no thieves,
没有虫子咬，没有贼
，no rust
来偷。也不会
Many people think about in the future. Oh yes, I hope some God will reward me in the heaven. Now the money is not good. This is talking about in today. Put your treasures in heaven. You will not lose it. Why? When God protect your treasures, who can take it away?
很多人想说啊，将这个关于讲将来这个钱的东西，现在是这个，现在才是要用钱的东西。但是真正这个钱呢，其实你聚藏在天上的，神会保守这个真正天上财宝，是没有什么东西可以破坏它。
Now when we talk about treasures, it's not just money. I don't think Jesus is talking about money.
讲到这个财宝，其实不是说就是讲钱。
But Jesus compared this with money because he knows that people will focus on money.
其实耶稣也不是在讲钱，他只不过是他借用这个钱作为比喻，他知道是钱这个词会吸引人的耳朵会去认真听。
Because God knows that money is the thing people is going to worship. So 24 said,
神知道
why that you focus on one and not the other because.God knows, Jesus knows, money is a problem, especially in the last days. People will focus on money.
第二十四节里面呢，其实耶稣他也在讲，他知道这个末后的日子呢，人呢会是眼睛会关注在这个钱上。
But when we store up treasures in heaven,
当我们积存财宝在天上
，that means when we do everything for the Lord. Our eyes are on Jesus and pleasing the Lord.
意思就是说，是我们为神做这一切的事。
And that the Lord will give us the light inside of us. Here, Bible said, "The light inside you. If it's dark, how great is the darkness? The Lord lives in us as a real light."
就是神啊，他是光，他会住在我们里面，他是会给我们光明。但是如果你这里头的光没有的话，那这个黑暗就是何等大了。
If there's no light, whatever treasure given to you is useless.
如果你心里头没有这个光的话，这什么财宝给你？
Just like this house, if it's full of gold and silver, but there's no light, you don't know where to get it. You know how to use it.
就像这个屋子里面，即使是有很多的黄金，但是没有光在里面，你都不知道，你都找不到在哪里。
I just use my life as an example to talk about how God's reward in heaven is really, really.I have to say, solid, reliable.
神的赏赐呢，是真的是可靠的，而且是很啊、很稳固的。
You know, people always try to fool you and trick you. Okay.
人会忽悠你。
God will not.
神不会。
The first day when I become a Christian.
当我第一天做基督徒的时候。
Many people say things about me.
很多人说对我说一些话。
Some people literally said this guy is really foolish. Give up his job, give up his career, and try to serve God.
很多人说这个人挺傻的，他把工作也不要了，要说服侍神了这些。
Actually, there was one sister. Later on, she became a sister. Actually, she told me right at the face.Being, have you been regretful when you give up your career and go to Bible school? Tell me the truth.
其实有个姐妹，后来是成为姐妹了。她当时是当着我的面问我说：“你真的是要这样做吗？把你工作给丢掉
？”I said no. I don't think I regret.
你会？她问你，你会后悔吗？
At times I felt some pity, maybe life was hard too, but I never regretted.
但我真的是我没有后悔。
Then she said, "Bing, tell me the truth."
然后他又再问
"Have you been regretted?"
他又再问你，真的吗？真的没有后悔过吗
？That means you must have regretted.
他的意思就是你，你应该要后悔了。
So I thought about it. I said, "No, no."
对，我说没有。
People try to confuse you.
人呢，其实就是很想会让你很困惑。
忽悠，忽悠，
忽悠你。
Is that right? Sometimes they praise you.
有的时候他们会赞美你。
Some people come to me, "Oh, Bing, you are a great man. You sacrifice everything to help people. You are great."
王明啊，你真是个好人，你把什么都施舍了去帮助人了，你真是个好人。
They come to confuse you too.
他其实是让你很困惑。
Don't get puffed up. I never get puffed up. I know.
让你迷惑。
I'm just a Christian.
是，我们要知道，我们只是个基督徒。
You know, I never regretted till today.
你知道
I serve the Lord.
我到今天我都没有后悔。
Because Lord's reward is yes and amen.
因为是神，他的赏赐是实实在在的。
When I first date Susan, people also confuse me.
就是我第一天约会的时候 ，Susan 的那个让我很疑惑。
Because they said this, it seems doesn't match your background and her background. This or that, this that.
因为很多人说，其实你们俩不配啊，什么啊、背景啊，各个方面的。
Thank God I was not being fooled. I was not being tricked.Confused.
感谢神，我没有被忽悠，没有被人让我感到困惑。
Even for myself, when I look at my marriage and Susan, we were so different. If I do not seek God, I can be tricked by myself. You know.
这是我自己，我看我的婚姻， 我其实我们俩背景是很不一样，如果不是祷告神的话，那我也会真的被迷惑。
But come to this day, I'm very, very thankful because I focus on God.
但到今天，我真的很感恩，因为我定睛在神。
I focus on God.
我定睛在神。
And everything, even my finance, I focus on God.
这一切，包括我的经济上的、财务上的，我都定睛在神。
There was a time our church, many people left. I used to have a salary. I have no salary anymore.
有段时间，我们教会很多人都离开了，因为没有奉献，我就没有任何收入。
And even some people question, even myself question.
很多人
Satan will question me. Are you sure you are called to be a pastor?
很多人就会反问，包括我有的时候也会，就是我真的是要做个牧师吗？
You know, that kind of a voice might come.
所以这个声音就会来。
But thank God I'm not being confused.
但是感谢神，我没有被迷惑。
You know, Lord is faithful.
神是信实的。
Lord is very, very faithful.
神是信实的。
So if I summarize, basically, Bible has said, where your heart is, your treasure will be.
总结下来的话呢，就是你的心在哪里呢？你的财宝在哪里？你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Start from today.
所以
start focusing on Jesus. Put your heart on Jesus.
今天开始呢，要眼光要放在神上面，放在耶稣上面。
And all whatever you do, especially the spiritual things, is for God to see, not for man to see.
无论你做什么，特别是属灵上的事，你是做给神看的，不是做给人。
You want to please God, not to please.
你是要讨神的喜悦，不是讨人的喜悦。
You know, God never trick us, never confuse us.
神永远不会忽悠我们，不会迷惑我们。
You know, this morning when I was praying, I first time I used this word to pray. I felt the Lord was so powerfully in the Holy Spirit. I just feel the Holy Spirit so powerful on me.
我今天祷告的时候就用这话来祷告，第一次，然后神的力量就大大充满我。
我说神啊，神不忽悠我的神。
God, you are God who don't trick me.
The first time I ever used that such a word to pray to God, 我说神啊，主啊，你是不忽悠我的主。
这是我第一次讲
的。God, you do not, you are not God to trick me or confuse.
神，你是不会忽悠我和迷惑我的神。
When I pray, I feel the Holy Spirit just come upon me.
这样祷告，圣灵就立刻充满。
I know God.
我知道。
The first time I confessed, He's the one reliable.
所以我就向神那个坦诚的说，你是可靠的、信实的神。
Thank God, I just stop here. I feel I want my some of the co-workers.
先到这里。
To if you have a word, is Michelle here?
我想邀请的同工，他们有没有什么话想补充
？Darling, if you have anything you want to.
Darling, 有没有什么话补充
？Share on this line.
可以分享。
I'm praying to work as a team. You know.
我祷告了，我们教会同工呢，我们就是个团队。
Ali, if you have any word, you can also share. Yeah. 如果没有的话，我们
就祷告。
And then we see how the Lord leads.
看看神怎么
带。We divide into groups.
然后我们分组。
Okay, let's stand.
好，我们一起起立，我们去祷告。
So Lord, we thank you, our Heavenly Father.
主啊，我们天父，我们感谢你。
You are Almighty God.
你是全能的神。
You are All-knowing God.
你是全知的神。
You are All-reliable God.
你是完全可靠的神。
You will never confuse us.
你永远不会迷惑我们。
You will never, never trick us.
你永远不会忽悠我们。
You will never, also like you are always rewarding us.
你是常常赏赐我们的神。
You will never keep anything for yourself.
你不会把这些都藏在你那里。
You are not a stingy.
你不是吝啬的神。
You are very generous God.
你是慷慨的神。
You always want to reward your children.
你常常想着怎样赏赐你的儿女。
Reward anybody who comes to ask.
每一位向你寻求你的人。
You said if you ask, it will be given to you.
你说祈求就会给你。
If you knock, the door will be opened to you.
说叩门就给你开门。
If you seek, you will find.
啊，你说你寻找你就寻见。
You said even you who are evil, when your son asks for fish, you will never give a snake.
你说即使你们是当中是邪恶的，你们都不会给你的儿子，他向你求隐秘的时候，你给他蛇。
Lord, we pray with say, Lord, thank you, you are good God.
我们祷告，你是美善的神。
You also know all our needs.
你知道我们一切的需要。
You know whatever our thoughts are.
你知道我们的心思意念。
Even though we sometimes we have thoughts which are not pleasing to you.
其实很多时候，有的时候我们没有讨你的喜悦。
But Lord, thank you for Jesus' blood.
但是。我们感谢你因着儿子耶稣基督的宝血。
Because Jesus came to take our sins.
因为耶稣来，他就除去了我们的罪。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们为耶稣献上感恩。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to ask the Lord to examine yourself, don't be afraid. He came. He said he came to forgive, come to save, not to judge.
如果你觉得心里面有自己哪些得罪神的，你不用害怕。你就向神求怜悯，他会赦免你的罪。
Just bring your problems before Him, even bring your sins before Him. He says, "Sorry, Lord."
把你的过犯、你的罪带到神的面前，向他悔改，他就会饶恕你。
Because Lord, the Lord always want to heal and forgive and bless.
因为主永远都是想着要怎么样医治你，来祝福你。
Lord, I just thank you for my brothers and sisters here.
为我们的弟兄姐妹献上感恩。
For everyone who come to this place.
每一位来到这里的人。
Because it's your voice.
因为你的话语。
They heard your voice and they come.
听见你的声音，他们就来了。
You will reward.
你会赏赐他们。
That's your word.
这是你的声音。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please get seated. I think
Dali
has a word to you.
Share a word with you.
Praise the Lord for the body of Christ.
感谢主为基督的身体献上感恩。
That means you're praising the Lord for everybody beside you and around you.、
So, 我们今天呢，跟我们旁边的人都在一起来敬拜主。
Our Father has people in the body that He uses to come along and stir the pot.
是，他说神呢，常常用我们周围的人呢，好像在这个
stir the pot，
在那个锅里面要搅。
So sometimes when the Lord sends me here, I feel He sends me here to stir the pot.
我就觉得神有时候把我差派到这里呢，让我来搅一下你们的锅。
If you don't stir the pot when something's cooking, some foods will settle in the bottom. That's not so good.
他说，你在煮饭的时候，如果锅里面不搅的话呢，有些食物就沉淀在锅底呢，是不好的。
There's two things I believe I'm supposed to share with you.
今天我觉得有两点给大家分享一下。
Number one.
第一点。
Is we have to when we cross over cultures, as example, Chinese and Caucasian.
当我们看到不同的文化之间有交叉的时候。
We have to make sure how we say things so that we don't cause offense.
我们必须要确定我们怎么样来表达自己，不至于。冒犯别人。
Is that not true?
这是真的吗？是的。
So this ongoing humor between Pastor Thing and myself.
对我来说，这个长期不断有这样一个幽默在我们的中间，我和牧师。 总监。
Pastor one day made reference to a person. I think it was probably me being old.
有一天呢，牧师他就在指一个人，在讲一个人，可能是我，他就是这个人很老。
Do not do that to a Caucasian person.
但是你对一个白人来说呢，永远不要这样去来纵容他。
So God has now given me a living example.
所以呢，今天就神给我一个活的一个见证。
To help you understand why you do not call a person old.
所以呢，今天就跟大家叫的，不要叫一个人呢，这个人老了。
Listen to me, okay, Gloria.
Gloria.
Is old. How many years old are you, Gloria? So she's 23 years old. We're all telling people, oh, she's old, she's 23. But then we move, hang on.
23岁老。
So now we move over to Susan. We say, Susan, this is your English name. Susan is older than her daughter.
我们会说 Susan 比她的女儿要老。
Then we look at me, and Susan looks at me and goes, Darlene is the oldest.
So Susan 看我的时候呢，我是最老的。
But you never say, Darlene is old.
但是呢，你永远不要说 Darlene 是老 old. 你可以说 older or oldest, but don't say old.
Old is kind of a reference to this little shriveled up thing in the corner.
所以这个 old 这个老呢，就是好像在那个角落里面那个快要蔫掉的那个树一样。
Compared to eternity, I'm quite young.
对于永恒来讲呢，我现在还是很年轻。Amen.
That is your English lesson.
Yeah, 这就是你的英文的一堂课。You know, I need to know that when I learn English, and I learned, older is older than old.And oldest that is older than older.
None of them are old.
我中午学那个比较级嘛，对吧？older 就是比 old 更老，对吧
？When I've come here before, have I ever talked to you lately about the angels? Angels?
我不知道我在你们中间有没有讲过关于天使的事情。
And I have some homework for you.Well, Pastor doesn't give you homework. I can give you homework because I'm not here all the time. And next time I'm going to check up on you, all of you.
牧师不给你们作业，我给你们的作业。下一次来检查一下你们有没有做作业。
To see if you did the homework I'm going to give you today.
要看看你有没有做我给你布置的作业。
How many know what the book of Hebrews says in chapter 1?
多少人有？读过呢，就是在希伯来书第一章呢讲到
，verse 14，
十四节讲到呢。
Do you know that scripture?
十四节啊，这是希伯来书第一章十四节。
Just before in verse 13 it says.
特别十三节，先给我们看看。
But to which of the angels said he at any time?
这里讲到呢，他何曾对任何一个天使讲？
Sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool.
坐在我的右边，我要让你等你，仇敌做你的脚凳。
So here is the verse. Are they not? We're talking about angels here. Are they not all ministering spirits?
天使岂不都是复义的灵？
That means they have a job to do, doesn't it? They have something to minister. They have a job.
也就是天使呢，他们是要做一些工作的。
You agree?
大家同意吗
？Do you agree?
你同意吗
？Do you agree?
你同意吗
？Okay. You have to work at getting a response from people. Now you've responded to this, so now you become.
那所以呢，你回应这句经文。
Now you become accountable. You know that.
你就要负责对你的回应。
So it says, "Are they not all ministering spirits?"
那他们不都是复义的灵？
Sent forth to minister.
他们是奉差遣。
For them who shall be heirs of salvation.
为那些将要承受救恩的人。
In other words, for you and I.
也就是对于你和我。
There is a section of angels that God has sectioned off. Here they are. Here's the section of angels that are ministers. They minister to those that are about to be saved or need to be saved.
就有一帮的天使分派在这个地方呢，派了帮助那些已经得救的人或将要得救的人。
So this is the serious question as far as your responsibility.
这是一个非常严肃的问题，对于你的回应。
And your privilege.
也是你的一个荣幸。
You get to assign angels.
你要懂得怎么样来就是和天使来通工，就是说来去给他们任务。
By asking the Lord according to this scripture.
我这是按照这个圣经的经文来问主的。
To send out an angel from heaven.
去上神来差派一个天使。
To go after somebody who is meant to come to the Lord. Because all God wants everybody to come.
让神呢差派去帮助那一个你在正在被他祷告要得救的人。
So this is what I know. There is unemployment in heaven.
所以呢，现在呢，这天上好多天使是失业了。
Camera, find that funny. So long. There are angels sitting around in heaven eagerly to come and help you.
就是说。在天上有好多天使呢，他坐在那边等着，很焦急的等着要来帮助你。
How many of you are praying for somebody in your life, whether it's family, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a friend? How many of you are praying for somebody who doesn't know the Lord yet?
有多少人为你没有得救的家人在祷告
？I only see. Okay.
为你没有家人得救的家人在祷告。
Help is on the way.
就是说有帮助呢就在路上。
But you need to go to Hebrews 1 verse 14.
所以呢你就要去读这个希伯来书第一章十四节。
And say, God, would you send one of those angels?
你就问主说主啊你能不能派一位天使
?That have been created by God.
他是被神造的。
To go out to bring in somebody.
他是奉差遣，是要把人要带到神的国度。
If I can encourage all of you to go to Hebrews 1:14,
如果我鼓励大家去，真的是，在这个末现十四节的时候
，We won't have such a big unemployment situation with the angels in heaven. They're going to have work to do.
我们天上的天使呢，他们就不会失业。他们有很多的工作可以做。
Sometimes you just need to give people a picture.
那好的时候你就要给大家一个图画。
So that's why I've chosen to call them unemployed angels.
所以我有时候就把他们叫做这个没有工作的天使。
They eagerly await and say, "You ask, I will."
那他其实他们在等待着，当你们求的时候呢，他们就会走。
Tamara has a question for us.
So.To do for somebody?
I think you asked the Lord to send them.
Yeah, and ask the Lord to
send them. What are they able to do?
Well, put it this way, you don't know and I don't know, but I believe with all my heart that when it was our turn to come into the kingdom, that the angels were also working in our life, either to remove obstacles or lead us and guide us in the sense of they work along with us and for us, right?
Tamara 的问题就是我们怎么样来求奉，怎么样他要他来做事情呢？达利就说我们求奉神就对了，但是呢他会去拆开天使，有些我们不知道，但是他会来除去很多的障碍啊这样的事情。
So I can challenge you, can't I?
我要挑战大家，能不能挑战大家
？Can I challenge you? Will you
我能不能挑战你
you, the word of God?
用神的话来挑战。
I want to encourage you. There are angels in heaven waiting to be sent out.
我要挑战你，就是说你要知道天上有天使在等待着要被差派。
So it's my English that I've chosen to use the word unemployed.
就是我的英文，我就是用这个话叫做他们失业的天使。
Just to give you a picture.
只要给你一个图画。
They are able and willing.
是他们能够有能力，而且他们也很愿意。
And you get to ask the Father to send out those special angels.
你需要在父的面前来求呢，要把这些天使才派出来。
To bring in the unsaved.
要把这个。没有得救的人带到神国度。
So next time I see you,
所以下一次呢，我看到你的时候
，I'm going to look you in the eyes.
当我看到你的眼睛的时候
，And I'm going to ask you,
我就要问你
，Did you ask God to send out an angel?
你有没有求父所差派天使去帮助你祷告过的人
？And then we can say.Amen to another, and that strengthens our faith.
我们呢彼此要对说，就是说 Amen。这样的话呢，就是来坚固我们的信心。
Tell each other, tell each other, I did it. I asked God to send an angel and name the person even, so that you're affirming it, you're affirming how you're walking in the Spirit.
那彼此要对说呢，就是说 Amen， 来坚固我们的信心，让我们知道这些真实的事情的发生。
It will build up your faith.
要来坚固你的信心 ，Amen。
Amen。
Amen。
Amen means in English it means so be it。
Amen 就是说，让他这样成就的意思。
Be encouraged, Amen。
Amen。Amen。Amen。感谢他。It's a very important word.So if you don't preach, I will swamp that.
如果你不分享这信息，有一天我也会分享。
Yeah, we need to know Lord charged angels to protect us.
我们要知道是神呢，他会差派天使来保守我们。
It's about faith.
就是关乎信心的。
And in the future coming days, more and more of us will see angels, your angels.
日子呢，会很多人会看到天使，你的天使。
Yeah, there are many testimonies from trusted brothers and sisters.
有很多见证是那些可靠的那些见证。
Yeah, heaven on earth. We just talked about heaven is not far there; it's here. Wherever God rules,
天国呢不是说是很远的未来，其实就在现在。
Of course, angels are going to be dispatched if it's necessary.
那些天使呢都会被差派出去，需要的话都要被差出去。
That we need to know.
但我们要知道
our rights.
我们有这个权，这个
特权。We need to ask.
我们要求神。
We need to pray.
要祷告。
Sometimes we need to fast.
有时候需要禁食。
Okay, I didn't talk about fasting, but I don't want to talk anymore today. That's enough. Sometimes we need to fast.
有的时候需要禁食。
To overcome our own flesh and self.
好，胜过我们的肉体。
So that God's will can be done.
好，让这个神的工作可以被完成。
哈利路亚，
感谢主。
哈利路亚
，Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。